There you are.
Matt.
What's up?
What's up with you?
How you doing?
I'm alright.
Alright. Are you sad?
I'm writing, so I can't write now because you're talking to me.
You can't write and talk at the same time?
Not really. Can you write stories and talk at the same time?
Of course I can.
No, you can't.
Well, how do you know?
Because I know.
You don't know?
I do.
You don't.
Prove me wrong.
Okay, I'm writing right now.
You are not.
Scritch.
Such a liar.
Scritch.
Why is my friend a liar?
Anyway. So, yeah, welcome to week 981.
Mm-hmm.
And? It's a thing.
Has it been a while since we did this?
I think I've kind of started just doing every other week now because I'm saving up stuff to say. I don't know, you know?
Like, eventually eventually it'll just disappear.
I mean, I feel like I'm...
fade into obscurity.
I feel like, you know, how old men start just repeating their same stories over and over.
Oh, well, that was years ago that we started that shit.
Yeah, but now they're not even interestingly retold again. Or something. I don't know. It's just it's a phase. Yeah, like anything, I guess.
Mm.
Have you ever used the felt tips on a Wacom pen?
Yeah. I liked it at first, but I got a little... the scratching became too much after a while.
Oh, were yours making noise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had mine do that before. I decided to switch over to a felt nib because I like the resistance a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the problem is that I tend to hold my pen at a tilt, especially if I'm moving further away from the point where I started or whatever, you know, like if I'm dragging an anchor out or something. And, I noticed with those felt tips, I guess because they're softer, rather than applying a constant pressure, they tend to kind of just bend a little bit. So you lose contact if you hold it like I've been holding, like if you don't hold it straight down.
Doesn't seem to be the best choice for what you do.
I mean, I don't know. I don't draw like illustration like you do, but I draw like SFX and stuff like that, you know.
Hmm.
I do draw stuff. I mean, but it, for whatever reason, I noticed it wouldn't keep the pen in contact if I was putting too much pressure at an angle, essentially, I guess.
So
I had to switch back to the hard nibs, but now I'm trying to get used to that. They're so slick that I find myself going further than I mean to, I guess.
But mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just wondered if, you know, did you ever notice that kind of a problem? Like, if you were at an angle, it would stop making contact?
I didn't notice that, no.
Hmm. Maybe I was just pushing them too hard or something.
Maybe.
Don't they sell, things you can put over your screen that give it more of a texture, don't they?
Yeah, but what are you using?
Just the hard, you know, the standard hard nib.
What are you drawing on?
Oh, the Pro 24?
Well, that should already have a screen like that.
It's got a screen, but the texture is real smooth. It's not shiny smooth like glass, but, I mean, it's got a slight texture
to
it.
Yeah, that texture is the stuff you would buy for an iPad or something is to make it feel like a Wacom Cintiq screen.
Oh, okay, so that they don't have one that's got, like, more... grit, or I don't know what the word is.
How gritty do you want to be able to see through the screen?
Right, but I mean, something that felt more like...
make it look like one of those textured glass windows.
I guess I'm looking for something that where I can use a hard nib, but it feels like I'm using a felt nib, you know?
Mm.
Or it feels a little more like I'm writing on paper or something instead. Like.
Mm.
But whatever, I don't know. I'll get used to it again. I mean, that's what I used to use. I had to buy a new webcam. Somehow, for some reason, Windows updated something And the webcam I had was one of those like rebranded no-name things from Amazon, where it's supposed to be just plug and play, and it uses whatever the built-in Windows driver is. Well, sometime in the past couple of months, because it's been at least that long since I used a webcam, Windows did something where instead of substituting the default USB like generic driver, it decided this camera was something else when I would plug it in. And I, since it's one of those no-name things, I can't just go get them. They don't make drivers for it, the people that make the hardware. So I fiddled with this thing back and forth for like days and couldn't figure out a problem. I saw other people with the same problem, and basically the solutions offered were just use the generic one that's built into Windows, but that's the problem, you know. So I finally had to break down on Amazon Prime Day. I bought myself a new webcam. Unfortunately, I wasn't thinking, and I bought a Razer. And I
what?
Razer, the company, the brand.
They make webcams?
Yeah, they make all kinds of peripherals. I mean, you know, people use webcams when they're live streaming games and stuff. So since they're like a gaming company, they make a webcam.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like the cell phone.
No, no, no. Like the people on, you know, when they Twitch live stream stuff. Like. But I've forgotten about, like, I mean, I have a Razer that's that control pad I've talked about before. And that uses an older version of their software, which I actually had to upgrade when I moved up to Windows 11, too. But I was still able to upgrade to, like, their older version of what they call their Synapse software. But this was, this camera's too new to work on that, so I had to use their latest software, which is like this giant way too much of a thing for just running a webcam on, you know. It's constantly got to be online. It
I don't like that.
It
why does it always have to be online?
I'm not entirely sure what they why they say it does. I mean, this software, it's like their central software that controls all their peripherals. So if you're like, I don't know, if your keyboard's got RGB lighting in it or something like that, right? This software controls that. So they say it's always got to be on and running to maintain that. Why they can't just store it in like the hardware's firmware so you can turn the software off? There's some benefit to them that they're always connected to you. I think so they can push you ads and stuff like that. But even
just, I don't like it.
Even just trying to get, I mean, I don't know. Like every major thing, and that's the reason I bought a webcam that wasn't just some no-name thing, was so I could have drivers. Like, so I could make sure it worked. And it was down to this and a Logitech, and this one just seemed to have better features for a little bit less money at the time. But I mean, Logitech, to really access all the features of your equipment, you have to install Logitech software too, you know. And while it may not need to be online all the time, it's got to be running all the time. So either way, I was going to have something running all the time. But it's just like, it's real tetchy software. Like it's buggy, it feels like.
Why don't you return it?
Because I need a webcam either way. Like, you know.
Well, I mean, you can get a webcam. It just doesn't need to be that one.
Well, and eventually, no, that's the thing, is it's got to be something that has a driver. And there's only like a couple of companies, you know, that I know of personally that, you know, are like that. The rest of them are all, they use the generic Windows driver, which doesn't work. At least not on my system. That was the thing, is I fired up my old computer that still had Windows 10 on it, the one I switched from. They even applied it to Windows 10, because when I plugged that webcam in to that, the old one, it wouldn't work either. So they've updated that, too. Like, so I don't know. And plus, I've been thinking about upgrading Razer's newer version of the pad, gamepad that I use, but if I do that, I'm going to have to use this same updated software, too. So I'm just trying to, like, make it, I don't know, it's minimal.
Sounds like a scam to me.
Everything's a scam nowadays, man. You use Adobe software. You know?
Yes.
The subscription's a scam.
That is true.
Nobody actually likes it except for Adobe.
Adobe!
I just read where they, because I guess they've got some sort of lawsuit against them pending right now. about their cancellation fees and whatnot. And some records were released to the public in the past week where some CEO in the company was basically saying, he said that cancellation fees are like crack to Adobe. Meaning that they like their, you know, they want their cancellation fees to stay in place because they make more money off people that way.
Still a poor description in that context.
I'm trying to figure out, like, because that's part of what they're being, I guess, sued for, is how difficult and twisty they make it to cancel. And then even if you do cancel, there's the late fees.
I was just telling Sean the other day that they make it really hard to get any of these streaming services. I mean, to even find out how to get rid of them, they make it really difficult.
Yeah.
So that's definitely not specific to them.
No, but that doesn't mean it's right and that they shouldn't be getting sued for it either, I guess, you know?
Well, I'm not their lawyer.
No, I'm just saying that, like, something being common doesn't really make it okay. Like
for the streaming, the Apple sign up through them makes it easy because all your subscriptions are in one place and you can just cancel.
See, a central manager like that's handy, yeah.
And it's pretty nice.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll just cancel it and then re-sign up.
The thing about the Adobe thing, though, is every time I try to cancel, I just get it cheaper.
Is that like a... I remember when I worked for like a couple.
Oh, I did it too. I didn't get the discount you were talking about, but
I used to work for a couple of for a place that sold jewelry through the phone, like back in the day, through like a catalog. We had a customer retention policy where, like, if somebody tried to stop getting the catalog sent to them or something like that, we kept offering them things.
Who did you work for? Did you just say you worked for a place that sold jewelry over the phone?
Yeah, well, by catalog, you know.
What did you do?
I was a customer service rep.
So you called people and said, "Hey, you want a necklace?"
No, they called in.
Oh,
either to order or cancel an order or modify an order.
Did your call center have lots of neon and a runway and a dude with a gold chain just and a microphone just walking up and down?
You just watched The Beekeeper recently, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, we did.
You did?
We had a disco ball.
Wow.
It's true. Yeah, man, it was crazy. We were all doing coke.
Wow.
Drinking Jolt Cola. It's pretty nuts, man. I don't even remember what the name of this company was, though. They sold, like, maybe some of the pieces were nice, but most of it was just like crap jewelry. It was like the Fingerhut of jewelry, you know?
I thought Fingerhut was the Fingerhut of jewelry.
Well, Fingerhut was more the Fingerhut of everything. Man, my grandma loved Fingerhut. She would order so much stuff through that catalog. But, yeah.
Is this regular grandma or witch grandma?
It was witchy grandma.
Oh.
Where do you think she ordered her witchy stuff?
I was going to say, did they have witchy stuff on Fingerhut?
Oh, sure. Yeah, they had a whole witch section.
Does Fingerhut still exist?
I don't know. I mean, I don't see much of a call for, like...
I mean...
Timu
is probably taking its place, right?
I mean, you know, we do have this thing called the internet. I could just look up. Oh, balls.
Well, I could have, too, but that's always been your contribution to all of this is that you're the computer guy.
Let's see. There is still
you've become less and less the computer guy over the years.
How do you mean?
You're not always the guy that's looking up stuff now.
No. Huh. Fingerhut. You've
slipped.
Fingerhut was founded in 1948. But, yeah, there is still a Fingerhut. I don't think they're a catalog place anymore, though.
It's just a shed with a lot of fingers in it.
Pretty much, yeah.
You have a Fingerhut in your backyard.
Don't we all? I mean, where else are you going to keep your fingers?
I don't have a backyard, so I can't have a Fingerhut.
Isn't it under your deck?
I dream of one day having my own finger hut in the backyard.
Yeah, everybody should have their own finger hut.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Where am I going to put my fingers?
Exactly. I mean, right now, what are you doing? Just tossing them under your deck? I mean,
mm-hmm.
That's, and then the squirrels and the street or alley rats get to them, you know. I wonder if the alley rats and the squirrels ever, like, have gang fights in Chicago.
I don't know, but you know what? I've been walking in the mornings lately, and there's a little park up near me, and it's got a little pond in it. And I was walking around there, and it's early in the morning, and there aren't a lot of people out. And there's lots of, like, it's like a natural flower bed. There's, like, all these plants and stuff. And I saw this bee going around. I was like, oh, it's nature. And this bird flew by and ate it. And I was like, that's not the story they tell kids.
Oh, of course not.
That's like the opposite.
Do you, the other day when I was out on my porch, I was watching this bird. It was like some sort of blue jay or something, but it kept zigzagging around trying to catch this bee, and the bee was just out of reach. And then it flew across my yard, back across my yard, and then over through, like, into my neighbor's yard.
I didn't know that birds ate bees.
I guess that's what they mean when they say the birds and the bees eat each other.
Did you just not understand what I was saying before?
What? You said you didn't know birds ate bees.
The bee has sex with it in its mouth.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know how that works.
That's the bee.
No, stop it. Get out of here. I hate this. I hate what you've done.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I mean, bees. What are you going to do with them? I mean, eat them, apparently, but...
When is our panel?
What panel?
At San Diego.
I think we go on right after Never.
Oh, we're late for it? Is that what you're saying, Sean?
Yeah.
Oh, it's happening right now.
Yeah.
Oh, this is our panel.
Is this our panel? It's a pretty
Welcome
sad panel.
To my panel. Welcome to my panel about panels.
About paneling.
Paneling. Wood paneling.
Have you heard the good word about wood paneling?
Would you like me to read... the script that I'm writing for you?
Like, story time, read it?
Yeah, it's page, issue 3, page 4, panel 1, crowd. He's never come to dinner. Panel 2, crowd. Of course, you'll stay for dinner, right? Crowd 2, yes, you must stay for dinner. 3. Dinner! I hope that they're saving my Eisner for me. Because I don't see how I don't win.
Dinner! I like story.
I like story.
Me hungry.
Yeah. Oh, it's become readily apparent as I've been scripting this that I shouldn't have done it this way. And only I think it's funny.
Well, there you go. Are you doing that thing where you just drew it all first out of your head and now you're scripting it?
I had some stuff in there that is unforgettable, so I never forget it, but also I started it 2 years ago, so yes, I've forgotten some stuff.
I see. Well, what do you know about that?
Yep. Bye.
Okay. Dinner. Anyway, so I'll mention it and not really make a big deal out of it or anything because nobody cares anymore and probably the joke's worn off. But
is it Chris Makepeace Day?
Yes, it's Christmas Makepeace Day
week. Whoa! Happy Christmas Makepeace Day.
Week.
Week,
day
sorry.
Week. It's a day week.
You're right.
Yeah. But again, you know, nobody cares. So.
True.
But, you know, if you're feeling up to it, grab a pizza.
Grab a pizza?
Maybe some popcorn. Go watch My Bodyguard.
Go watch My Bodyguard.
Or Vamp.
Yeah,
or Vamp.
Or why are we not? Why are we not? Is Meatballs too obvious?
No, Meatballs too. That's fine. Not Meatballs too, but yes, Meatballs. You could watch also.
Not Meatballs too. Definitely not Meatballs too.
Right? Yeah. No. No Meatballs too.
Is it three with Corey Feldman? Or is that four?
My mind's boggled at the fact that they made that many. I don't know.
Yeah.
My mind pretty much stops at one when it comes to meatballs. Unless I'm eating actual meatballs, then I want several.
Mm.
Especially if they're like, if they've been sitting in there all day just cooking.
And ugh.
Like the ones that are just like, you know, they've gotten dark and smaller.
Festering.
The flavor on them is just so intense when they're cooked that long, man.
Festering flavor.
Like that end of the day Subway meatball.
Ugh.
Where, especially if it's like been sitting right next to the edge where the heat's more intense. Mmm. It's good stuff, man.
Ugh.
It's just absorbed all that sauce. Sauciness, you know. Mmm. Sauce. So anyway. I don't know. Meatballs. What are you going to do with them?
I'm posting a Happy Chris Makepeace Day to everybody.
Oh, boy. I wonder what he's up to. I think he was still in the industry. He was just doing something else.
That's usually what happens, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. The last thing IMDb lists for him is 2010. He was a second unit or AD, or assistant director, rather, sorry. So, who knows what he's doing now. Oh yeah, you could also watch The Falcon and the Snowman.
That's right! I keep forgetting he is... Man, I forgot about that movie.
He was also in that, you know, movie with the... Oh, Fall Guy. Lee, Majors?
Oh, that was, The Last Chase?
Yeah. The, post-apocalyptic car race movie, or whatever.
Car Chase. Who is the helicopter guy that's following him?
Car Chase movie, I guess is
what. Oh, it's Burgess Meredith. Burgess Meredith! He's not in a helicopter, he's in a fighter jet, and he's chasing him around.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I think he turns out to be friends with him at the end or something.
Yeah, he helps him.
Yeah. But yeah, they hire Burgess Meredith because he's like the only person left that knows how to fly a jet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess in this future they've gotten rid of everything like cars and planes and stuff. And I guess all their vehicles for like in city stuff are like electric or something. I don't know. Sounds like. On that, those liberal nonsense things.
That's right. That and what's the other one? Firebird 20 something with Darren McGavin.
Probably just 2000, right?
Those are both movies about how the government doesn't want us to drive our cars.
It was 2015.
Hmm.
They, huh. What? Sorry. I saw something where it was somebody who has a show that talks about TV shows or movies or whatever had an episode on this. But the way it's listed, I thought it was that they made a Firebird 2015 TV show. Which they might have, because, I mean, they made a TV show out of Logan's Run. But...
What do you mean? Why?
Why what?
He said Josh was talking about Logan's Run TV show.
Yeah, they made a TV show out of Logan's Run.
That is a weird thing. I guess, I mean, it's a show about being on the run. So that could last. They did that all the time. When did it come out? In the 60s, 70s?
70s.
Oh, it would have been 70s. The movie didn't come out till. Yeah.
Movie
all
like
of those shows. That's the that's the inciting incident for all of those shows. It's like this guy has to go from town to town and hide from whoever's chasing him.
I mean, I was going to say they still do shows with that same premise. Do you remember a late 90s, early 2000s sci-fi channel show called First Wave?
Yeah, vaguely.
It had to do with alien invasions and the Nostradamus prophecies, and it was all mixed up together. It's that same kind of plot, though, where the savior character, you know, the lone cool guy, the aliens set him up for murdering his wife, and he has to go on a run from the police and the aliens and then fight back, you know, kind of thing. And along the way, he meets interesting people and does things like kill people. Well, aliens. But we all know aliens aren't people. That's why we call them illegal aliens. I'm hoping I sound sarcastic enough that people get that, right? Yeah? No? Maybe not? So this was an actual Firebird in Firebird 2015 AD. I mean,
That wouldn't have been that hard, would it?
What?
To have a Firebird in your movie back then.
No, I'm just... Before I looked it up, I didn't expect it to actually be the car Firebird. Like, an actual Firebird car. That's just funny. That's all. God, this movie poster's awful. Had Darren McGavin in it and Doug McClure.
I told you it had. I forgot about Doug McClure.
And the tagline is, "A boy, a girl, a car. Only the car is forbidden." And then it has a sub tagline that says, "They fought with a passion for survival." And the poster, you ever see those Turkish versions of American movies?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the posters for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
This looks like that. Like a Turkish version of an American movie poster. Huh.
It's Canadian, so obviously you love it.
Well, I probably would. First Wave was Canadian.
Wait, you haven't seen it?
I don't think I've ever seen Firebird 2015, though.
I'm totally surprised by that.
I mean, it doesn't look familiar. Oh, Robert Wisden's in it, too.
I would have sworn you'd have seen that.
It doesn't look familiar. But watching... Oh, okay. So, yeah. In First Wave, it's Canadian, right? So, I automatically recognize a ton of actors that have been in stuff since, especially. They only made, 3 seasons of it. And I'm almost about in the middle of season 3. But, yeah. I mean, there was just, a ton of familiar faces in here. What's her name... Played Ginger Snaps. You know, played Ginger in the movie Ginger Snaps.
What is her name?
I'm blanking on it now. Mary something? Or no, she played a character.
I forget because for the longest time I thought it was a different person, but it wasn't. So I definitely don't know her name.
It was... Well, I can tell you because I got a computer here. Right. Oh, Catherine Isabel. That's who it is.
Yes.
So young Catherine Isabel's in 2 different episodes as 2 different characters. What's her name from Scrubs? Sarah Chalky? Am I saying that right? I think it's Chalky.
I don't know.
But she was in an episode. Of course, this is all between 98 and 2000. So, I mean, these people are a lot younger, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just,
that's how time works.
Yes, it does. I thought time is like a river.
Oh, I'm not a doctor.
Tie me a river, flowing into nowhere. No.
Shut up.
No finer things for you, then.
Shut up.
I'm trying to think who else I saw. There was a bunch of... Okay, so I'm guessing it's like watching, like when you watch a lot of British TV, you start recognizing like the BBC actors and stuff, or the sporting actors, because they've got pretty small pool to draw from. And I'm guessing it's like that with Canadian stuff. They've only got so many actors they can pull, so you see them constantly in other shows and stuff. To further make that an even smaller pool, what do they call the Native Canadians? First Tribe?
First Nation?
First Nation, that's it.
Yeah.
So, there was one episode of this first wave show that takes place on like, well, that's the funny thing. It's a Canadian show, but all the things and the stories are all supposed to be in America. Like in Ohio and places like that. So anyway, one episode takes place on like a reservation, where one of the bad aliens is trying to talk the rest of the tribe into building a casino. And God, it just sounds wrong when I say it. But anyway, so like all the major speaking roles were populated by like First Nation actors and actresses that I've seen in like other Canadian stuff since. Like one of them was, oh, I can't remember his name either. You'd know him if you saw him, or you'd recognize him if you saw him, because he's always playing like a wise old Indian man type thing. And occasionally he plays a bad guy too, but mostly he just plays like the wise old Indian part. And I'm blanking on his name. Oh, and season three too. As part of the main cast, they were joined by Tracy Lords.
What?
Yeah, she joined the main cast in season three.
That's weird.
It is kind of weird. Anyway, yeah, it's funny because this was already around that time period of, I just watched Nightman a while back, and these kind of coexisted at the same time. But they, both of them being Canadian shows. I mean, okay, if it's made or produced by an American company, but it's shot up in Canada and it's most of the actors are Canadian, is it a Canadian show or an American show?
Well, I think it's an American show. It's a joint production.
Okay.
But I mean,
Because, I mean, aside from the lead characters, everybody else is Canadian that acts in it. Or at least it seems like they're all Canadian. They all look Canadian to me. But I don't know. Like, but yeah, I mean, if it's made by an American company, I guess it's an American show. Okay, well. But anyway, it's just fun watching this stuff. I like it. Them Canadians, man. They make some good TV.
I hope so. I'm seeing about trying to go up there and watch them film
Are they
our
filming that?
show. Yeah, they're filming it up in eastern Canada, I think.
I bet I'll recognize people in the show.
Maybe.
Have they announced anything like who are the leads in it or anything?
No. They start filming in like fall, so I would think they'd need to know that.
Maybe. I mean, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm historically not well informed about this stuff, so.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they're making it all with AI.
Man, that would totally make me never do anything creative again.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I think I'd just pack it up.
That's it. I'm done. I'm out.
Probably, I don't know, try and work at a comic store or something. Well, I'd go somewhere that I'll probably have some job security.
I was thinking the other day, my mom's car went weird, like something happened to the radiator. And so she didn't have her car for a few days. And it turned out it was, and some connectors, like for the coolant, some connectors were from the factory or made from plastic. And they just gave away, and once they gave away, that caused a rapid, like, fluid loss in the radiator system. which begs the question of why would they use plastic in a high heat situation like that? Because that's just high heat and plastic never work well. Not over the long term, anyway. But anyway, so I was looking at her
bill.
How
old is it?
How old is her car? 2015, maybe? Probably older than that. 10, 15 years old, maybe. I don't know, something like that. But I was looking at her bill for the repair work, and it's like the parts came to something like, I don't know, maybe $50 total, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the labor was like another $450. Somewhere around.
Really?
There. It was something crazy. Like, because I guess it took them several hours to, between the diagnosis and pulling the actual stuff out to fix it and then putting it all back in. So several hours of build labor.
I don't like that.
But I'm sitting there like, man. Because I went to a trade school for commercial art, but that same trade school had a mechanical program. I'm like, I should have became a mechanic, not a mechanic. Because it's like, there's a fixed set of problems and solutions. You know, it's like very straightforward work.
Mm-hmm.
All it is problem solving, you know. And it's like, you get something done, you get paid a lot of money for it. Like, and then you don't worry about it anymore. And it's like, I mean, people are always going to need mechanics, right? Somewhere.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's lots of YouTube videos on how to do stuff, but I've never used one for my car.
I mean, I have for stuff I can get, but with newer cars, well, stuff I can get too, I should say. But like with newer cars, they build them, they engineer them so like overlapped and complicated now that to get mm-hmm. the stuff you have to move other stuff sometimes. Where it used mm-hmm. to, like for me, like an old car, hell, half the time I've had cars where I could climb into the engine compartment with it and work on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't like that no more.
Well, I was trying to reset my radio, so I was looking for the fuse for it, and I can't even fit under the seat to look at underneath the. I mean, I get I'm bigger than most people, but it's just impossible. It made me think about how dentists clean your teeth with a mirror.
Yeah,
you know,
I was just going to suggest that. You need
like,
to get
that's what it's like. It's like, that's it feels so unnatural.
You need to get yourself a telescoping mirror. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I had to replace my dad's battery, too, because when my mom realized she didn't have a car, she was going to just use my dad's car to get to work and that.
Mm-hmm.
Except my dad doesn't drive his car very much anymore because he doesn't really leave the house all that much. And mm-hmm. unfortunately, even though I keep telling them that they need to start this car up and run it every now and then or else, you know, the battery's going to die, they don't do it, and then the battery dies. And I had tried jumping it, it just wouldn't take the jump, so the battery must have been just way dead. So I had to pull the battery out, but the way they designed this is like a 2015 GMC Terrain. They've got this, they house like the computer components and stuff in this mounting thing over top of the battery. So to get to the battery itself, you have to unscrew a bunch of stuff, for, like move a panel or two, slide this thing off of a bracket over top of the battery and then kind of shove it out of the way and then undo the battery bracket itself. Like, just to get a battery out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. My car is like where you have to like remove parts of it to get to the battery.
And I get it. It, you know, it saves space, makes things more compact, and you know. And to be fair, most people don't need to change their battery, but once every few years.
Mm-hmm.
So and I guess for that matter, most people probably don't even change their own battery. They have to take it someplace. Like,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, I get it. It's just it's weird for the people who do still like want to do things to their own car. It's harder, more complicated, more difficult to get the things. And it's not even the repairs themselves that are necessarily hard. It's the actual getting to where you need to be. But, you know, it's kind of... I guess that's kind of an analogy for life.
Life.
It's more difficult to get where you need to be.
Life.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner.
You don't get good life like you did back in the day.
No, but I could see the argument for it.
Yeah. Wait, what? Anyway, so what's new with you, man?
Nothing. I gotta go. Bye.
Really?
No.
Oh. Okay. I mean,
there's nothing new with me. I've just been doing some work. I had a little mental health crisis and had to stay home and all that stuff. And now I'm feeling better.
Good. Good.
And just been working on, waiting on, I finished my Archie book.
Good.
Now I'm waiting on my next Borderlands. They announced Borderlands, by the way.
The TV show, or is it a movie?
It is a comic book that I am drawing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a companion to the media thing?
No, it's really not tied into it. It's mostly just the game. It's the characters from the game. You know, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's better that way. There's so much... The world is kind of...
A vampire?
Yes. It's just kind of ready-made for... You know, drop in and tell a story kind of thing. There are characters from the game in our story, but I mean, I made up two guys for it, so it's mostly stuff you haven't seen before.
Cool.
Yeah, but it's funny and it's full of action. So,
what did I see? There was something I saw recently that was a new comic book based on a property, and I was like, oh, that's cool. Now I can't think of what the hell it was. It wasn't like it was a comic, you know, like that, like a licensed thing, like a comic that was based on something else. Right.
Was it Trancers?
No, there's a Trancers comic out?
I think there is a Trancers comic,
I mean, I think there was back in the day.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's...
I think Full Moon had Full Moon had its own comic company, actually, for a little bit.
For a minute, yeah, I think it did.
I think, wasn't Tim working for him?
Was he?
I think Tim was working for him, because I did a cover for Oblivion. I never saw it.
I don't remember. How long ago was that?
I don't know. When's the last time I saw Tim? That was when he was working in the studio. So... Long time ago?
Long time ago.
Long time ago. Far, far away. Far, 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 far away.
So far away.
Man, I look at some of these. I'm looking at my Instagram. I'm looking at everybody's posting their San Diego pictures, and they make me tired. Except for the beach. I see pictures of the beach.
Beach is good. Life's a beach.
Maybe it was...
Well.
No.
Maybe. It could
disagree.
Be.
Disagree.
You don't know.
Disagree. Yes.
You don't know.
Sean's playing Fortnite again.
Good for him. Why can't I find this dang thing I'm looking for?
What are you looking for?
Oh. That ad thing I was telling you about, so I can try to figure out what the heck the game or thing or whatever it was. But I can't remember. It was in a... I think it was an Oni thing, because I'm looking in the Oni proofs for books I've worked on recently, but...
Oni.
Yeah.
Oni.
So, I'm doing a sit-in thing for Alan's class again this year.
Oh, yeah.
And we decided instead of doing the... we were doing a page from Ikril from a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
As the sample or whatever. And instead of that, we decided to do a Rock Gods page.
Oh, neat.
This year.
That's cool.
Yeah. I figured, you know, Sektars. That's what's coming out.
Sektars?
Yeah, a new Sektars comic book.
How? Is there a toy line?
I have no idea. But it's coming out from Oni. And
weird.
I guess some company called Nacelle owns the property, because they're the other thing listed on this ad.
It wasn't known as like a literary thing. It kind of has to have a toy line with it, right?
Yeah, you got that. RoboForce.
What the fuck is RoboForce?
It's those little guys that have the suction cups on the bottom of their butt.
That's after my time.
No.
It is?
Yeah, it's like a really... What?
Have you heard of RoboForce, Crank?
A name's sort of familiar, but I don't know if I played with them. Oh, there are new Sektars toys.
Sektars, Biker Mice from Mars, and Visionaries?
No, Visionaries were before that, weren't they?
Oh, Power Lords. They got Power Lords on here, too. Yeah, RoboForce, Biker Mice, Sektars. I don't know what the Great Garlu is.
Eesh.
Cowboys of the Moon Mesa, which I vaguely remember as a cartoon.
I remember Cowboys of the Moon Mesa, yes.
And I do remember, now that I'm looking at them, I do remember the RoboForce toys. And then Power Lords will be their sixth property. Huh. Cool. Always nice to have a little Biker Mice back. I liked Power Lords when I was a kid.
You did?
Yeah.
I was scared of them.
You didn't like all that veininess?
Yeah. Also didn't like the... I was like, give me another figure if you're going to... I don't want there to be extra limbs on this thing.
Man, these are... Okay, so... This is a segment of the market I don't understand. Because I'm looking at their Sektars page for the company.
Mm-hmm.
The Nacelle company. And their single action figures are $40 a pop. I'm like, well, who the hell are you making that for? Like, property...
Yeah, they're not for kids.
I mean, it's a property that hasn't been around since the 80s.
Right. They're selling it to people that were around in the 80s, because now they got their own damn money.
But it's like, it wasn't even none of these were huge properties that they have.
You remember it?
Well, sure, I remember it, but I'm sort of a...
I think you've explained it already. I think you think you're confused, but you have already told yourself the answer.
I mean, I wouldn't spend $40 on a figure, single action figure like that. I think those ones, like the Phil Lynott and Dio figures, like, I think those are too expensive.
They are too expensive, but they're selling them to us because we have the money. We have the meats.
I guess we do. I mean, they're pretty good looking action figures. Don't get me wrong.
What are you saying?
A couple things. One, they're not selling a quarter as many of them as they did what they were selling in the 80s, right?
Right.
So the cost to make them is a lot higher.
Right.
So, and they don't have like the price, you know, reduction because of the sheer number that they're making.
Right, right.
So it's, they're going to be higher anyway, right? And also inflation.
Right. I mean, yeah, they're not selling these as toys as much as they're selling them as collectibles, I guess. And collectibles, no, generally, you know, have a higher price point. So, I guess they're not out of line with that. I don't know. It's that same thing, that reaction I get when I see how much, like, ticket prices to concerts are and stuff, where I'm just like, who? Why? Like, I'm not going to pay that.
Oh, yes, you will.
Stuff like that, you know. I intellectually, I understand it. I just, I don't get it, though. Like,
huh. Oh, you'll get it, all right.
Will I?
I don't know. I'm sleepy. I'm going to go to bed.
Will you? Anyway, though. Yeah. Toy stuff. I saw that and I thought, hey, that'd be a cool comic to work on. Unfortunately, I'm not. And now you're...
Never say never!
Now you're telling me they're doing a Borderlands comic? What's next? Is that an ongoing or like a limited thing?
The Borderlands?
Yeah.
Mine is just a miniseries.
Okay. What was it? There were rewards this week that the voting opened on. I can't remember which ones they were. Were they Eisner's?
Ringo's.
Ringo's. Yeah, the Ringo Award voting was this week. Or started this week, anyway.
Started. And vote were, for the Ringo.
There were obviously a lot of things in there I wasn't entirely familiar with.
Yeah. Most of it, actually, I wasn't super familiar with.
So it's just a reminder that I really need to start paying attention to things again. Like,
yeah, a little bit. Time to get up back on the horse a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm sure. By that, I mean heroin.
Right, because that's the only way you can read comics, really, is on heroin.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, unless you're a kid, and then your heroin's like sugar.
Hmm.
So?
It works different, I think.
What, you don't think heroin's just like sugar?
I don't think so.
Oh, sure it is, man. It's just like sugar.
That sugar makes you jittery.
Yeah, heroin makes you jittery.
Well, it doesn't, does it?
I think it does.
That makes you sleepy.
I think it makes, well, I mean, you get sleepy after a while having sugar.
Mm.
When you crash. So it's like, it's a lot like sugar. Heroin is harmless. It's just like sugar.
You're annoying me.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, there was a bunch of stuff in there. Sure, I thought I was priming the pump there by reading the Hex comic, you know, at least getting used to reading some comics again.
Oh, I forgot about the Hex comic.
That's kind of what I was prodding at there, yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right. You don't have to.
I forgot.
I just thought it was a fun thing.
I forgot.
You know, it doesn't matter, really.
Get off my back.
I mean, you could have called. Now dinner's cold. And, you know.
You want me to read some emails?
Do we have emails?
Yeah, I didn't read one last week because you didn't ask, and then you said, let's end it, and I said, okay.
Oh, well, sure. I figured you'd tell me if we had emails.
I didn't read the one from Jeff Bone, did I?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I might recognize it.
Hack/Inc.
What about it?
That's him.
Okay.
He writes, howdy.
Howdy.
I had a letter printed in an old issue of G.I. Joe with my old home address. I actually got a few letters from other fans in the mail, including one from Australia. I don't think I ever wrote back to them. I guess we were talking about letter writing.
Right. Because I forgot that they actually would print addresses back then.
Yeah.
Which, I guess back then that was cool. Like, if you were a kid and you had like a letter from
like
Australia.
Something, yeah, you'd be on high alert now, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, now you're... have to worry about people like doxing you and fucking SWAT team showing up at your house and shit, like,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, back then it was a different time period, right?
Yeah.
Still seems creepy though, because I mean, you're basically like, what if there's some sort of comic book reading slasher?
Your address used to be in a phone book, yeah. So does that mean it used to be accessible from everybody?
I mean, if you really want to, you can look up people's addresses still now, easy enough.
Yeah.
If you've got somebody's name, you can probably pretty much find out what their listed address
yeah.
is.
Yeah, I mean, some of it, you'll have to pay money.
Not always. You can look up, like, if you know the county they live in, you can look up county records and stuff. You can easily find, like, through political information, like registration and stuff like that. There's lots of info in there. Property records are the big one, though. You know.
We also talked about, like, selling grit and stuff.
Yeah.
He says, I also tried to sell the greeting cards as a kid. Good old Captain O from the Olympic Sales Club. I remember those ads.
Uh-huh.
It's like him standing behind two kids.
Yeah.
We were going to do a thing on the show for Mystery Science Theater that was a parody of one of those.
Oh, really?
So I had Kinga as the, like, Captain O, and she was standing behind two little kids.
Yeah.
And they looked very disturbed. I never sold much. I think once I got a duffel bag and $5.
Oh, well, he made something on it.
Yeah. He probably worked a lot harder than $5, though.
I'm trying to think, because I don't think I ever actually did it, because they would send you, like, a sample pack thing, sort of like a so that you could show people in, like, an order form, you know?
So I definitely didn't.
Maybe I think maybe I did send away for the pack, but I never actually did it. Something like that, I don't know.
I've been on a deep dive into Giffen books lately, especially Ambush Bug. McFarlane just made an action figure. I did not know that.
Huh. I didn't either.
Giffen's art can vary so widely between books, but I've been more into it for the humor. Yeah, that's why you want to read a Giffen book. That's it. You just hit a lot of topics last week that spoke to me. Thanks, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks for writing.
Good to hear from you. It's been a while. Phil Silva writes, hope this finds you well, fellas. I attempted to read Hex, but the DC Infinite app only has 3 issues.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why I'm saying that like I'm surprised. Because it does seem odd that they would have it at all, but only have 3, though.
Yeah. I do it. Well, it's like we have, like, our Shazam book has collected all the issues up until mine. I don't know why they haven't put out a collection of them.
Huh. That's weird.
I do agree with Crank based on those 3 issues that it was a lot of exposition.
Yeah, I wonder which ones he read. Like, I wonder if it's the first 3 or if it's some random 3 in there or something.
Good point.
There definitely was you can tell the difference in story style, like storytelling style. I mean, sometimes you still see books like that, I think, but they had more of a thing, like long, long passages of exposition.
A bit more current and short read that I think would work is Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees. It's Dexter if all the characters were anthropomorphic.
I'm not sure how I feel about animals killing animals.
You don't like animal-on-animal violence?
No, animals are cute.
The animals kill each other all the time.
Well, yeah, but that's, like, too real world, you know?
Yeah, it is too real. I agree with you, but, I mean, it happens.
Like, you know, I've seen animals killing animals, but I don't want to see animals killing animals.
Yeah.
Having said that, maybe I'll check it out. I don't know. I've been getting lizards around here lately.
Really?
Yeah, little tiny, tiny, like little tiny lizards.
I saw a tiny lizard at my uncle's house.
What part of the country?
Arkansas.
Okay.
They live by a river.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I'm trying to think if I remember. I don't remember really a lot of lizards being around here when I was a kid, and I spent a lot more time outdoors.
It's a sign.
Maybe.
It's a sign that you need to become a lizard and strike fear in the hearts of cowardly and superstitious criminals.
Or maybe it just means I'm the Lizard King.
Mm.
I can do anything, like write terrible poetry.
You should bring in that lizard and make it your pet.
You know that ain't gonna happen, right?
Come on, man. It would be way easier than a cat.
I think catching these lizards would be harder than catching a cat. They're fast. They're really fast.
No, you just say, "What's up, lizard?" And he comes right up to you.
What's up, lizard? You want a cricket?
Yeah. Watch. Watch what happens.
Yeah, no, they run really fast away from
me. No, no. You didn't offer him anything.
I could, what, hot dog?
Repeat after, yeah. You want a hot dog? You go, "What's up, lizard? You want a hot dog?" That's the magic phrase. It's like getting into a nightclub.
You want some beans?
No, that will definitely make him run. He's going to think you're going to want to show him Ghost Rider, and he doesn't want that.
Actually, I think lizards probably like Ghost Rider.
No, no. Why do you think that?
That's just a
hunch. Why did I say that like that? Why did I sound so incredulous?
Call it a hunch, man.
Why do you think that, Crank?
It's a hunch.
Yeah. I think that they're like Ghost Rider 2 at best.
No, I'm not. They're full on Ghost Rider, man.
No.
They do their whatever the lizard version of a fist pump is.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Anyway. So, was that the emails?
That was the emails.
Well, thank you for writing.
Thank you for writing.
It gives Mike something to do when he reads them.
It does. It makes me feel like I'm part of this.
Yep.
Instead of the weakest link.
Yeah, well. Have you watched any of that Time Bandits show yet?
No.
Oh, you weren't a fan of the movie either, though, were you?
I mean, I was scared of the movie. But I recognized that the movie was amazing. And this does not look amazing.
That's getting pretty mixed reviews.
Mm. Well, the thing about Time Bandits was, it didn't really... It was like... My brain shorted out.
I thought maybe I lost you for a second there.
So they pour out of the closet and they're like, "Come with us." And you're like, "Whoa, what's going on?" And in the commercial, it's like, "Hey, we're the Time Bandits and we're awesome." And I'm like, they never say that in the movie.
Yeah. I can't tell. I mean, some of the stuff I've seen people write about it is just straight knee jerk because it's not, there aren't any short people in it and it's not like, it's just not the same, kind of thing. Although
there are short people in it?
Yeah, they're the bad guys.
They're the bad guys? Oh.
I mean, technically...
Well, that's what the Time Bandits were. They quit and went on their own.
Right. Once they had the map thing. Or yeah. Well, they figured out what they could do with the map, rather.
Yeah.
But one thing I have seen a lot, even from people that aren't complaining that it's not this... Like, the people that are saying it's basically a good show... Everybody hates Lisa Kudrow in it. Not everybody, but I'm seeing a lot of that. Like,
She does not seem... I'm only seeing the commercial.
That's all I've seen, too. The trailer for
it. And she seems kind of flat in it.
I've read that a bunch. I read a bunch of just she was cast in the wrong role. Like her facial expressions are stone. Stuff like that.
Don't know.
Yeah, it's on Apple, right? Yeah. Something I don't have access to, so I haven't watched it.
There aren't a lot of bad Apple shows, though. Oh, it's Taika Waititi? I didn't know people hated on Taika. Maybe Love and Thunder. That was a piece of shit, but... Oh, and the soccer movie wasn't good either. Hmm. But he's already lost. Those two movies suck. Love and Thunder kind of sucks.
I'm only hearing one side of this conversation. Yeah.
So well, there.
At any rate, I watch a trailer, and honestly, from the trailer, I'm like, this is all right. I mean, it's not the same show, but that's fine. So I got a feeling that if I do get a chance to watch it, I probably won't hate it.
There's a guy like wearing the David Warner outfit in the commercial, so they must be like being sort of faithful.
Yeah, and I think there's that scene too with the guy with the boat head.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think they do that too because it looked like in the commercial or in the trailer thing I saw, it looked like there was that dude in it again.
Mm.
But.
Hmm. Who made Time Bandits? Is that a...
Terry Gilliam?
Yeah, I was going to say. It's got to be a Gilliam movie.
And, yeah, what I read was he left in a huff, like, after a couple of days on the set, watching it.
Who?
Gilliam.
Oh, he was there?
I guess he went for a couple of days to just watch stuff on the set.
And he didn't like it?
Didn't like it.
Hmm.
But, you know, I mean, that's people reporting shit for clicks, so who knows how big a deal that actually
was. Yeah, you can't look at anything anymore. I don't trust anything.
Yeah, I mean, he might have gone there, spent a couple of days, said, all right, whatever, and then left, you know? And then somebody's going to spin that into a, oh my God, he went stormed off the set, and, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, all right, man. Unless there's something you want to talk about. I mean, there's a whole bunch of shit we could talk about, but I know you don't want to talk about.
What do you want to talk? Oh, I'm not talking about no politics.
Yeah, well, not even just politics, but stuff.
No, I'm not doing that.
Related, revolving around.
It bothers me in a way I can't describe now.
Yeah, I understand, I think.
That's
just amazing that in the 2 weeks since we spoke, things have gotten even more insane.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Karen Dwyer. He's kept doing it over the last 4 years, but he's back to doing his comic strips like back when I was doing Little Donnie.
Yeah.
And he's doing them again. And so I was like, oh, good for him. But it also feels like he was kind of waiting for it to happen, you know? It's like, oh, now I can do my comic strips again. And I'm like, I am not in a hurry for that.
Yeah. It's just that freaking interesting times curse thing. Things keep getting more and more insane and...
Well, nobody says may you hang out by the pool in Palm Springs forever.
Just with some potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
Not even like spicy potato chips, just potato chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never-ending coconut drinks.
I don't think I like coconut drinks.
Well, it doesn't have to be. It's just in a coconut.
Oh, I see. Coconut's just a delivery vehicle.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know, man. It's just, yeah. See what happens next, right? Guess. I don't know. All right, then. You can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. Mike's website is ihatemike.com. Go read Battlepug at battlepug.com. I mean, it's old Battlepug. You know, newer Battlepug's never been online. Well, it probably is on some pirate site somewhere. I'd be willing to bet. Probably. Anyway.
Did you put it on there?
No. No, but generally, you know, stuff gets scanned and it winds up on pirate sites.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even necessarily a reflection of its popularity. I think just some people scan everything that comes out in a week and post it. Of course, that was years ago already.
Silence.
Right. See y'all next week. Hope you have a good weekend.
I hope you have a good weekend, too.